I get a lot of comments across various social media platforms that go something like this. Why do you defend Muslims? They would kill you for being transgender. Try going to Saudi Arabia. They would stone you for being gay. You're defending people who would use Sharia law to murder you. If Muslims are so great, why don't you move to the Middle East? Oh right, because they'd behead you.
Islam's here, Islam is here. Simple, flawless, and fair and clear. I believe the most wonderful faith. If you're queer is Islam, I do. Don't you? Of course you do. In the West, everyone is deplorable. But my friends here are simply adorable. Come with me, say your prayers. Let me take you upstairs and go flinging a faggot off a roof. Crowds are gathered below, they're just watching the show as we're flinging a faggot off a roof. You will find there are lots of gay Muslims for us to meet. Yes, they're lifelessly sprawled out below on the concrete. From this perilous height, everything seems all right when you're flinging a faggot off a roof. Gender fluidity is forbidden explicitly, but there's no hostility in this friendly town. Overt femininity is treated specifically with social mobility all the way to the ground, from the top of a quaint cafeteria with a breathtaking view over Syria. Good! Your teeth, read this lovely hadith and go flinging a faggot off a roof. Tip your hat, raise a glass to old Ibn Abbas and go flinging a faggot off a roof. If like me you're a lesbian born with no labia, you'll be well taken care of in Saudi Arabia. In Iran you'll be strung from a lamppost and hung, but I'd rather be plummeting, screaming and tumbling, flung like a faggot from a roof.